Well, it's been more than 5 months now since Arizona's stay-at-home order lifted. Many businesses have reopened, many jobs have come back, but many have not. As KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young reports, the thousands of Arizonans who have been unemployed long-term are struggling.
Sandy Villatoro worked at a hotel downtown until she was laid off in March. The hotel tells her it'll rehire her, but her return to work date just keeps getting pushed back.
We thought this was only going to last maybe a month, maybe 2 months.
After months of relying on unemployment insurance, Villatoro is getting anxious.
I've never been out of work for longer than not even 2 months, maybe.
More than 400,000 people are claiming unemployment benefits in Arizona. The state typically allows someone to claim benefits for 26 weeks, but the CARES Act opened up an extra 13 weeks in pandemic emergency unemployment compensation. That PEUC benefit is now being paid to more than 30,000 Arizonans, meaning all those people have been unemployed 6 months or more. For some workers who exhaust all that, Arizona is allowing another 13 weeks. More than 2,000 Arizonans are now receiving that extended benefit, meaning they've been unemployed more than 9 months. Mechanic Kat Fury has been notified she's nearing the end of her PEUC benefits since she lost her job in early March. She's looked for other work but hasn't found anything.
Jobs that you once had 50 people, 100 people applying, thousands are now applying, so good luck even getting an interview.
But it's not just getting a new job that's the challenge. Months into the pandemic, many Arizonans still report problems getting unemployment benefits. Arizona's Department of Economic Security added hundreds of workers to help process the surge of claims that came along with the pandemic. The department has been answering more than 7,000 phone calls per week, but delays persist. DES says more than 2,700 people have been waiting 3 weeks or more for their initial claim to even be reviewed. Tony Greer had been a rideshare driver. His work dried up and he wasn't able to make car payments and he lost his vehicle. He got pandemic unemployment assistance, the program for freelancers and self-employed workers, but he says his payments stopped coming nearly 18 weeks ago and he can't get answers from DES.
I've talked to them every week. I've gone online. I've sent emails to no response.
Taylor Susalupa and her husband both lost their jobs. Her payments have come through, but his stopped weeks ago. She says they call DES every day, just trying to find out why.
On top of not being able to pay the bills, no money, no jobs, and then dealing with that. It's horrible.
She says even though she's receiving aid, it's not enough for their family. The additional funds the CARES Act provided for unemployment claims ran out months ago, and Arizona's maximum unemployment payment of $240 per week is the nation's second lowest, the equivalent of $6 per hour.
My unemployment, it doesn't even equal up to the rent, and even though we have that eviction order in process, our landlord still charges daily late fees.
Sandy Villatoro tries to stretch her payments any way she can for herself and her kids.
It's really hard to choose between diapers for her or keeping her in a diaper for a little bit longer so she could last a little bit longer in the diaper.
And when hundreds of thousands of people are falling behind on bills or making those household budget compromises, the ripple effect is far-reaching, says Heidi Shearholtz, an economist with the Economic Policy Institute.
It's really bad for the economy, but it does seem like there's very little chance anything will happen before the election.
Shearholtz says with Congress stalled on another relief package, cutoffs for CARES Act unemployment programs and the federal eviction moratorium are quickly approaching.
We're going to blink our eyes and we'll be there.
Brett Bazzio with DES says some Arizonans will be able to claim the state's extended benefit after the end of the year, but unless Congress takes action, many will stop receiving assistance.
It's a hard expiration, December 26th, so even if they haven't used up their 13 weeks of PEUC or their 39 weeks of PUA, they would not be able to continue filing claims at that time.
Kat Fury says she's already dipped into her savings and she's not sure what she'll do when unemployment benefits stop.
I just can't understand how they think people are surviving during this.
Like so many others in Arizona, when she looks ahead to the next few months, she's worried. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.